Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday used the spot where the women's rights movement was born to lobby for his proposed women's equality agenda. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Cuomo concentrated on the 9 parts of the plan that attack things like workplace discrimination and the pay inequity between men and women, all the while protesters outside focused on the abortion part of the plan.
The Wesleyan Chapel in Seneca Falls has a historic place in the history of the women's rights movement, and it was here Cuomo won a standing ovation from the women's group supporting his agenda.
Thank you.
Cuomo told the crowd, "It's no secret there is discrimination against women in New York State, and the 10-point agenda, if approved by the legislature, would stop it."
We will not tolerate discriminating against women in the state of New York in any manner, shape, or form.
Cuomo didn't, though, mention the 10th point of the plan in his speech, one that protects reproductive health and the choice to abort a pregnancy. That's what brought out dozens of anti-abortion protesters who stood across the street from the Wesleyan Chapel. People like Alberta Patterson David from Schuyler Lake, New York, who's opposed to the portion of the legislation that deals with a woman's right to choose.
This is not a real choice. Nobody wants to kill their kids. This is something from the dark ages.
Cuomo admits he doesn't have support in the legislature right now to pass the act and says the women's organizations that support it want all 10 points included.
I've never seen this kind of grassroots women's effort before. So they're all united and they're 10 points to the agenda and they want all 10 points passed.
The legislation also requires equal pay for women and puts more bite into protections for victims of domestic violence and sex trafficking, as well as tighter policies for sexual harassment. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.